Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the Free Zones and into occupied territory. Hang in there, guys. I don't want to give away the day. That's supposed to be announced by Lady Liberty, my bride and co-host here. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Ow!
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's a special wiffle bat for anybody by the last name of Biden these days.
Yeah.
You know, it's not even just Joe. You know, I mean, it's the whole family. They are all guilty of treason as bad as it can get.
Yeah, and everybody covering for them, too.
Right.
I mean, the more we're learning, I just don't even want to learn it. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know how bad it is.
Right.
I mean, the corruption is, well, we've got an audio clip that we're going to play in segment two that talks a little bit about this from the Real America's Voice.
Yep.
And really kind of hitting it right on the head, talking about the level of corruption, or just, you know, one component of it.
Right.
And, you know, we've got more. We've got, quite a bit to get to. Oh, you know, something in the news I saw come across that CNN is reporting that they have an audio clip of Trump and, never mind. CNN.
That's right.
I thought it was a news story.
Right.
Okay,
that's the communist news network. So of course their bottom line is lie through your teeth.
The comedy news network, because we pretty much laugh off whatever they say.
No kidding.
They have no credibility. And they did it to themselves.
That's right. Yep. Well, and they probably just would blame Trump, you know.
All
of their stocks tanking, for all of their, you know, what I think they have like 100 people watching them these days.
That many now?
Maybe.
Wow,
maybe.
They might have
gone up.
Marketing campaigning or something. I don't know.
Well, they're obviously working with Budweiser. You know, they seem to have all the same great ideas.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get into our scriptures early. Today,
okay,
if you're
let's
all
do it.
About that, because we do have quite a bit to cover, and updates galore.
Well, and I can hear that wiffle bat whistling already, you know, so here it comes.
Yep. We have a hypersonic wiffle bat.
Yeah,
now.
That's right.
I mean, why not? The CCP's got them.
And
Russia
the hydraulic
has them.
One. We've got one hooked to hydraulics, too. You
know, yeah,
that's always helpful.
It's a hypersonic hydraulic.
It's a robotic, it's an AI wiffle bat.
We have an AI wiffle bat. It learns.
Yes, it improves every time you swing it.
Oh, yeah. Accuracy and target acquisition.
There you go.
Target selection.
I think it has an HUD, doesn't it?
I wouldn't know. It's unmanned, so it doesn't matter if it has a heads-up display.
That's right.
So, all right. Enough of the silliness. It is.
Oh, no. There's way more.
We have
where that
more
silliness
in store.
Comes
yeah.
from. Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got the wiffle bat loaded with silliness, and we're going to unleash on the communists. We're going to enjoy every minute of it. And we're also going to bring you the word of the day, but it is still Straight Up Humility Month.
That's right.
So we have a scripture that focuses on a different scripture every day that focuses on pride and humility, specifically humility, which is what we are honoring all month long.
That's right. And hopefully we'll all continue to honor humility, right? You know, even after the month, a celebration of it is over. And
I thought it was just a month.
Yeah, no, after that, we're off the hook. After that, it's all back to just all pride.
When they stop shoving pride in our faces, we'll stop honoring humility.
That's
how's
right.
That? So there's a couple things that'll just never end.
I really like that. I think the sound of that is awesome.
There we go. All right. So what do we have for the humility scripture?
Well, that comes to us from Ephesians 4:2. These are not random turnings. And so Ephesians, actually, it's Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. And it reads, under the title, Walk in Unity. Boy, that takes humility right there.
Boy,
right there in the title.
Yeah.
Okay, so
not the truth.
Yes,
you cannot walk in unity.
Yes,
if you don't
Lauren
have
Boebert.
Humility. Oh, you know what? Any of us, you know,
it's
that goes
true.
For all of us. The Patriot community, the Christian community, is notorious for division.
Yeah, well,
the infighting, the backbiting, the pride, the ego, and it's really has damaged our testimony.
Yeah, right.
Because. Well, you get, you have homosexuals marching side by side with Satanists, marching side by side with Muslims, against America. They're unified. They're as different as you could be. Well, I wouldn't say that LGBTQ and the Satanists are not that far off. They're in the same camp.
Yep.
Right. But, Patriots, I've just seen so much, division.
Well, it's just like the communists. You get rid of that real fast if you just start paying people, and
can buy a lot of unity, huh?
that's their whole backbone. I mean, that's right. Why they get stuff done, because they're just getting huge heaps and piles of money thrown at them by Soros, by China, everybody that wants to see America tank.
Well,
is funding all of that stuff.
And also, when we are unified, we're indivisible. We're inseparable.
We're unstoppable.
We're an unstoppable force.
Yep.
And so they have learned that a long time ago. For, over 60 years, they said, we have to find a way to divide them. We're going to divide them on race. We're going to divide them on ideology. We're going to divide denominations among Christians.
Yep.
And really exploit that. And so we got to make sure that we're not gullible to that, that we're sensitive to that, that we'll stand unified on the main issues, on the big ticket items. We got to stand together.
Right. And especially when pride is, that is part of our fallen nature.
Yes.
That is just, it's like when you buy a car, you're pretty much guaranteed that it comes with a steering wheel, right? And hopefully brakes, Well, you get a physical body here on the planet, it pretty much comes with the ingrained, fleshly attitudes, yeah. Pride, all of these, these horrible things.
Those are not options. Those come standard.
Yes.
Pride.
That's what I mean. You're guaranteed. Yeah. As soon as you show up here, you're fully equipped with all of the worst stuff that, that you don't want. So walk in unity for the humility verse, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. It reads, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And that's it.
Good one.
And that is so awesome right there in that first part where it says, therefore the prisoner of the Lord, I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. And so here we are praying that we be found worthy to not have to go through the tribulation,
right?
Well, that would have to be one of the qualifiers right there.
Yep.
Are you walking with humility? Are you taking after the Lord? I mean, are you actually, following his ways?
Yeah.
And because that is most certainly his way. It's humility.
Yes.
And so, what does that mean? Walk in unity with each other. That means yielding. That means not thinking of yourself all the time, and that
right.
that you know maybe somebody else does have a good idea as well.
Yes,
you know, and maybe you know maybe it would be wise if you yielded even if they were wrong, and let you know trust in the Lord and let what happens be you know a teacher to whomever is you know is insisting on the wrong thing.
Right.
You know, I mean there's that kind of approach as well. So how much can you yield to yeah. to another person in any kind of an effort, marriage, friendships, in any kind of a patriot, you know, yes. movement, anything like that. How much can you you know, say, you know, by all means, you first. You know, let's see where that goes. And maybe next time we'll use my idea. And, you know, that's a humble way. And I think people develop a lot more respect for each other when they see that other people are willing to yield, because then it prompts them to yield as well. And, you know, and maybe yeah. not fight so hard for their own way.
Yeah, because you can be right and lose.
Right.
Because you're insistent, because your pride is insisting that the other person concedes that you are right.
Right.
And you know you're right, and you may even be right.
You're but, right.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah. No, you're right.
No, you're right.
So yeah, but you can be right, but for the sake, because of your pride, insisting and not yielding, you know, when it's things that you don't have to be divided over.
That's right.
But for the sake of being right, you end up losing.
Yep.
You know, so that's a good one. Be unified, yield. And, you know, we were kind of joking the other day. We were talking about the Black Lives Matter and the calling for reparations, right, for slavery.
Right.
We're like, well, hold on a minute. I mean, we came from Scotland, Ireland. I mean, our ancestors were slaves too.
Right.
So let's join up with the blacks, right?
Yeah.
And say, hey, British, because it was the British who had slavery and
right.
and we declared independence and got rid of slavery.
Yep.
And so how many people were indentured servants and slaves? I mean, we should get reparations too, right?
Yes.
So let's band together with the blacks and go against the British.
Yes.
They're the ones responsible for our founding, our forefathers' enslavement.
There we go.
There we go. There's our unified.
There we go.
our unified message. Let's get the British.
And we'll just call that slogan, UK must pay.
Yes. It's only fair. Just pay your fair share.
There you go.
So we knock out, you know, two birds with one stone. We regain unity as Americans, regardless of your skin color.
Yeah.
And we divert the adversary back to the people that are responsible for it. It was the British. They're the ones that had slavery.
Fault.
Right. It was a British institution. So anyway.
Well, you know, here, speaking of, you know, that actually is an interesting point. Starbucks, the name Starbucks. We all know Starbucks, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know how they originally came across all of their beginnings of wealth, it was because they were prolific slave traders.
Yes.
And so imagine right. that. I so now all that. The whole left who's in love with Starbucks coffee, well, maybe they ought to reconsider that as well.
Well, Starbucks is reconsidering because all of the stores and all of these woke communities are getting overran with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and people that are destroying their stores, and they're moving out of those areas now.
That's right. Yep.
Well, they made that bed.
Yep, there you go.
Unbelievable. All right, so,
okay, so
let's
then,
do the scripture of the day.
That's right, the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from a continuation of yesterday's random turning to Joel. And so this is Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 27. And this is coming off of the heels of the Lord calling everyone to repentance, and also looking forward to the fact that he's going to pour out his spirit and he's going to redeem them when they do. And so this is a very uplifting couple of chapters here in Joel. And it reads, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
Awesome.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is awesome.
It is so cool. He does deal with us wondrously.
Yeah.
He does do marvelous things for us. He does marvelous things for us continually.
Even when he has to correct us.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, right. His wrath and his correction to bring us on, and then I'm going to restore you. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be prosperous.
Right.
You'll always be my people. That is a very patient, enduringly patient God.
That is long-suffering.
Yeah.
You know, and the products of long-suffering, well, kind of go with the scripture, the humility verse from today.
Yeah, how about
that? You know, that with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love. And so, you know, that's fascinating, because the products of this long suffering, and it takes all sorts of humility to be long suffering.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yes,
and all for the end product. It makes it worth it.
That's right?
It's that refined gold, the refined silver that the Lord is after, and that it just takes forever in some cases. You know, it's you know, mine would be the first right up there. It seems to be taking forever, right? How much longer, you know, do I need to keep failing or whatever before I'll actually have achieved, or, you know, come to the
overcome.
Point. Yeah, overcome, you know, those kind of things. And so praise God for his long suffering, his gentleness. I mean, sheesh, I'm a lost cause for the most part, you know. So as far as that goes, just praise God for his own humility involved with all of our deliverance through
Amen
his long suffering.
All right, what was that scripture again?
That was Joel chapter 2, verses 21 through 27.
Well, that's right. We were in Joel yesterday, so this is the continuation from that, yeah.
That's right, yep.
All right, well, good one. Thank you.
Oh, praise God.
All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. Patriots, you stay right there. This segment was brought to you by JesusAppears.com. The website and ministry to help get you rapture ready. Learn what that means and don't get left behind. Go to JesusAppears.com and we'll be right back, so don't touch the dial.
At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence, so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
They want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. It's very simple.
Yeah. Welcome back, Christian Patriots, to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 here, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Be prepared. And if you get your basics covered, you can learn more how to go to Prepping 2.0. And that's at prepping2-0.com. Oh, Lady Liberty, lots in the news cycle today. Of course, we're still watching the fallout from this episode in Russia. That's it's
intriguing.
It's generated more questions than answers, I'll tell you, the more we learn as well. Right, and of course, There's so much swirling information, but there was some really good, while the one hand's waving, see what the other hand's doing, right? So somebody posted, thankfully, one of our listeners posted from Disclosure 17, Awake Disclosure, top 10 headlines the media didn't tell you this week. And so number 10, IRS whistleblowers reveal that the DOJ rigged the Hunter Biden criminal investigation. 9, Stacey Marie Lawton, the first trans state representative in the U.S., was arrested for distributing images of child sex abuse. 8, Putin expected to sign a bill that forces chemical castration for all pedophiles in Russia. Woohoo!
Well, and to that, we both went, well, why do that? I mean, gosh, like Governor Ron DeSantis, he's passing the bill to have them executed.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, this is, night and day from what you would see European or American diplomats signing bills on, right?
Right.
But still, there's only one solution for dealing with pedophiles in your country, and castration isn't on the list.
That's right. And DeSantis said it the best when he said that is the only appropriate punishment for those people.
Absolutely. Number 7, Australia gone. Bye-bye.
They're toast. They're run gone by China.
Yeah. They invoke online censorship laws to curb hate on Twitter, threatening Elon Musk with fines of up to $700,000 per day for not censoring certain users. 6, the U.S. Navy heard Titan implosion days ago. It's believed that the search for the missing sub continued as a distraction from the Biden sweetheart plea deal. Hollywood actor Jim Caviezel claims the CIA operates the biggest pedophile ring in the world.
Ding, ding, ding. That's huge.
And that guy is well-researched because he's working with somebody who's been working for over a decade in the child sex trafficking world,
right,
rescuing children.
Yep. Yep.
And of course, that movie's coming out this coming week. Hopefully you guys got your tickets to see that. And 4, the House passed a resolution to impeach Joe Biden. 3, Mark Zuckerberg plans to make a social network to compete with Twitter and supporters like Oprah and the Dalai Lama. And Elon Musk invites Mark Zuckerberg to a cage match. For real.
For real. Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're really saying, okay, I'll meet you anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that,
I thought it would just be a girly slap fight. You know what I was thinking? Well, Musk is probably going to have to shave his hair so he doesn't get his hair pulled.
Yeah, full on. I mean, cage match.
Yeah.
No, they should just make it like gladiators, man. It's like only one comes out alive.
Well, surprisingly, porcelain doll face Zuckerberg has several accomplishments in jujitsu. So I was totally shocked by that one.
Yeah. Well, 2, Mel Gibson provided valuable intelligence to help dismantle a pedophile ring preying on children in Ukraine. Big fat surprise there, right?
Right.
According to Operation Underground Railroad. And finally, 1, a new peer-reviewed study suggests the drastic spike in deaths since 2020 have a direct link to the COVID vaccine rollout.
Right.
More evidence.
Well, and spinning off of that there where it's describing that, yes, the House has introduced articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. Well, Kash Patel had something great to say about that because, as you know, he's an attorney, and he previously served as the chief of staff to the acting United States Secretary of Defense under Trump.
Yeah.
And so this guy he's so sharp. But he
yes,
says,
he
how to impeach guide for Congress. Stop sending letters, make no phone calls, stop doing media interviews, and start printing subpoenas with a 10-day return date for every single person in that explosive meeting where U.S. Attorney Weiss was denied the right to charge Hunter as he saw fit. Remember how many subpoenas they demanded for the bogus Trump Tower meeting?
That's right.
Well, this one has actual corruption juice to squeeze. Congress, act now. And he says, act now, impeach AG Garland and FBI Director Wray. Well, and Biden, and get rid of
Biden, gosh, Blinken, all of them.
The CIA, what was it, John Brennan? He needs to be put in prison.
Well, we actually, that's what this audio clip that we have here. They're discussing the 51 intelligence operatives
that were
involved in.
That were involved in establishing this whole election fraud pile of garbage is what that added up to.
Right. And, well, the Russian collusion, all of this
Election interference.
Intelligence.
Yep.
Yeah. And so here's a portion right here. Just go ahead and listen.
That's embarrassing. And remember, Blinken is all over the laptop. I know Natalie and you know this, but just for everybody at home, Blinken was instrumental in the spook letter, the 51 spooks. By the way, more, and this is what Marco Polo's research has found, more Republicans were on that than Democrats. More Republicans, more people who worked for Bush 41 and 43 than Hussein on that letter. That's a fascinating fact. So it was really a bipartisan operation, right, that Trump is hated so much by the Republicans as well. It's a full-scale infiltration. I don't think, like Natalie said, that we can – we almost have to start on the other side of the equation. I have to assume – that people are infiltrated and compromised by the CCP and find evidence to the contrary rather than assume that they're fine and find out negative things.
More Republicans than Democrats were in on that operative, that operation. And and that's because they're not Republicans, and the Democrats are not Democrats. They're all communists.
Precisely. Yep. They're not Republicans at all. They're infiltrators. So, well, we've got a lot more to cover and more material, so be sure to join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wifflebat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.